Well, we are now proceeding into these Johannine discourses and Johannine speeches, which are kind of the explanation for what eternal life is. So we've kind of gone through all the various resurrection appearances of Jesus, and now the church throughout the Easter season will be taking these select passages from the discourses in the Gospel of John, which kind of explain the eternal life which is to come. And of course, one of the very earliest ones in John's Gospel is this dialogue between Nicodemus and Jesus. And in it, Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus, who, you know, is a good Pharisee. He's trying to understand Jesus. He knows, but, you know, from the signs that Jesus is doing, from the wisdom that Jesus is manifesting, he knows that there's something about this guy that he has to listen to. He's got to figure it out. He just can't, you know, persecute him. He just can't, you know, ignore him. He wants to know about him. He's a good Pharisee. He's a good man. So, of course, Jesus is telling him, well, you got to be born from above. And, of course, you know, that means born in the Spirit. And what is that about, you know? Nicodemus has no idea. And, of course, this is in such a, you know, cryptic tone almost. You know, as is common in John's Gospel, right? And of course, it's the life of the Spirit that Jesus is referring to. And the life of the Spirit is the entryway into eternal life. Of course, this happens at baptism, and Jesus is hinting at that by being born again from the Spirit, right? So he's hinting at that, but not saying that necessarily. But, you know, he's giving us this discourse that, yeah, this is the entryway into eternal life. And of course, it's not just baptism, but what is it that's giving us the entryway into eternal life? It's this idea that, you know, we're going to be integrated into the church. We're already being integrated into the mystical body of Christ. The mystical body doesn't begin when we die and when we're formally incorporated into the eschatological, you know, communion of saints, right? We're already being integrated into the mystical body at our baptism. We're being brought into it. So there's this whole new life. And the Spirit is going to be dwelling in us, and we're going to be dwelling also through the Spirit in the church. And this is going to be kind of our conduit, our way into the heavenly kingdom. So it's already, the heavenly kingdom has already reached down through Jesus, and it's starting here, and we're already present to it in the church. What, in a way that Jesus is saying, and we'll get more and more of this in John's Gospel, of course, is that we're being integrated into a mystical communion, which is way bigger than we are. Right? This is like, you know, we're looking at the concrete world. Well, maybe you're looking at the concrete world out there. My looking is a little bit relative given my blindness. But I can tell you one thing, you know, I mean, as you look around the concrete world, you know, you think you see reality, but you see just a little glimmer of reality, as St. Paul tells us, as St. John tells us. What's happening is in our baptism, we're already incorporated into a much bigger reality. It's a much bigger reality that has, you know, all of the liturgical seasons already in it, all of the joy of the saints and the sorrow of the saints already in it. It's got all of the kind of the providential motions of where the Spirit is not just leading us individually, but us collectively as a church already in it. It's got this cosmic struggle between good and evil already embedded in it. You know, and so when we come into this church, right, when we are baptized, we're being baptized into this magnificent reality that's got so much more than mere physical reality. And we're all the relationships that we have with people who are in the church, not in the church, who are believers, not believers, all the people that we have, all of a sudden, when we're in that reality of this mystical body, of this church, of this new, you know, the kingdom which surrounds us and is incorporating us into it, wherever we go, we're bringing the kingdom. Wherever we go, we're bringing this new reality. Every time we talk to somebody, so long as we're talking to them in faith and we're talking to them out of our faith, we're bringing this reality, to them. Even if it's a store clerk or something of that nature, our very presence, our very faithful presence in the kingdom, in the church, in the mystical body to which we've been incorporated through our baptism and strengthened in the Holy Eucharist, right? We're bringing that to them. We're touching everyone we meet with that kingdom. We're also kind of bringing them toward the reality, right, of God's kingdom. And when we meet a fellow brother or sister who is in Christ, right, there is a special connection in that reality that is oriented toward the kingdom of God and is giving us a mission and a holiness to bring to the world around us. I mean, we're already evangelizers, as it were. And so Jesus is trying to say all these things, as it were, to Nicodemus, right? He's trying to get him to see. There's so much, Nicodemus, you don't see. I'm telling you, you see a little glimpse of it out there. But the Spirit goes where it will. And that Spirit is involved in a reality that's so much bigger than we are in our little physical manifestations. And this is going to be one interesting mystery. You ought to get involved with it. And Nicodemus is sort of going, okay. But he doesn't know the tenth of it, the hundredth of it, the millionth of it. Amen.